This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The pandemic has pushed Colorado's childcare industry to the brink, and that's hampering the state's economic recovery. Next week, state lawmakers are considering a $45 million relief package for the industry. The Colorado Children Campaign's Riley Kitt says the pandemic has forced 10% of the state's providers to close.
We know that childcare is going to be needed and is needed now, but will be needed as we move out of this downturn and hopefully back to a more normalized time.
The bill consists of grants for providers to open up more slots for children, cover high costs of operation, and even create new childcare centers. Colorado has regained thousands of jobs that were lost between February and April during the first wave of the pandemic. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
The latest report from Colorado's Department of Labor shows employees added more than 21,000 jobs from September to October. That puts the state's recovery rate at 63%. The rate is even higher in the private health care and social assistance industry at 70%. State economists say that dip and gain in healthcare jobs mirrors when elective surgeries were postponed earlier this year. Now, healthcare workers are overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic and a third wave of cases. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
There are still a few more hours of daylight to take advantage of free access to state parks today. Parks officials ask people respect physical distancing rules when they visit. This is CPR News.